Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
He is a Jew. He's very funny. He wants more money and more mic time. He's got anxiety. He's got depression. He takes pills so he doesn't lose his mind. He's just a fuck boy. He's not your goy toy. He is our Sethy boy. He's not your goy toy. Direct deposits. He's making profits. He's picking pockets when his daughter's around. He stole dumbbells. He's building muscle. He's digging tunnels deep under the ground. He's just a fuck boy. He's not your boy toy. He is our Sethy boy.
Welcome to Clem and Kush.
He's not your boy toy.
Hopefully you're downloading this. You're jamming across maybe Oklahoma. I mean, I'm talking to that trucker.
We don't have any listens from Oklahoma, Bubba.
Yes, we do.
We know that they are from L.A., they're from Pittsburgh, they're from Philly, they're from Orlando, they're from New York, Tampa.
Oh, because you get all the stats.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have anybody from Oklahoma.
I don't see anything.
Come on.
Bubba, I'm just telling you, man.
We don't have anything from Oklahoma. We don't have one motherfucker.
Nothing has hit my radar. Nothing's hit my radar from Oklahoma, but we're thinking about them, man. I just saw the you got the Weather Channel on here 24/7. Holy shit, the storms just fucking wiped out some of that area.
Oklahoma?
I think so. Do you know what? Have you
doesn't
seen
rain? Doesn't Rainey, are the realtor? Isn't she from Oklahoma? But she might not. She probably catches this through some of the more conventional ways, and she's not a deep hardcore podcaster. Do you think that? The Bubba Army podcasting division of the Bubba Army is maybe a harder core, more in tune with the Iggies than just the casual person that, one, listens to us on terrestrial radio casually, two, catches us casually, visually on one of the various pieces parts, or three, actually does a deep drill dive and is familiar with our podcasting world.
All right, that was a lot of questions. Do you see the TV from here, Bubba? Look at that tornado. Can you see the weather? Can you see that shit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The one straight ahead?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
They were showing a tornado. All right, so it was Oklahoma. I wasn't listening.
I said, Jesus, you fucker.
I think
I said, do you think the people that are big pod, obviously we see our numbers and we know that, like, you know, a good podcast will do like 6,000-7,000 downloads in a day.
Yeah.
You know, cumulatively, a good podcast will get you 15,000-16,000, you know, year to date. And we're constantly building, and we've completely retweaked our podcast world. Used to be when I had some lazy motherfuckers up in here and nobody wanted to do any original content, unlike you, who's here like no less than two. And so, wow, look how beautiful, but yet scary that is.
That is just fucked up, man.
Wow.
That is unreal.
It looks like almost like Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
It doesn't even look real. It looks like, yeah, that's time lapse. Somebody running away.
I think it is, because see how fast the it is kind of time lapse. But anyway, I think so. In the podcasting world, it's gone from let's throw up full shows. Let's throw up, like today was, you know, Tuesday. Let's throw up today's show, you know, at 4 o'clock and let people be able to download it. Well, that was cannibalizing all the other places that we like people to go get our stuff visually, you know, Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, you know, that's visually. Audibly, you know, of course, our preference is for you to get us, if you can get us terrestrially, Like, say you're living in Altamont Springs and you got a chance to listen to us on 103.1. That'd be great. We'd appreciate that. If we're heard terrestrially in your city, do that for us if you could. And then if not, you know, Bubba Army HQ, I think TuneIn, I think iHeart, they all carry the show. So we were just putting full terrestrial shows on podcasting, and it was we really doing some great numbers, but we were cannibalizing from other stuff. So then you came in and you're like, you know what? I want to build out podcasting to be the only place you can get the content within the podcasting world is to go download the podcast, because it's nowhere else. It's not on YouTube. It's not on Facebook. So that's what you've done. And
I did that the first time I was here when we started Clement Kush. That's what got the podcast rolling the first time, is we got, I don't know, I don't think we were putting full shows up. I don't know what we were doing with podcasting, but it ended up being something that people wanted to hear. And so I just figured, you know, then when I went to, you know, 620 WDAE, like, they would just put up their show at the end of the day. And I was like, guys, I was like, you got to do a fucking uncensored podcast. Like, that's how you get people to listen to your show. So when you have five original shows, there's going to be a lot of traffic. And somehow, you know, we're getting close to having that a week.
Yeah, we really are. And it's because the audience, and I was asking you, do you think the audience, and I do, I think the audience, the podcasting audience is probably not way different, but there's probably some people that only listen to us on terrestrial radio.
Sure.
There's probably some people that only watch us on YouTube. There's probably some people that, you know, they got some old TuneIn app, and they hit the button, and there we are every fucking morning, and they listen to us that way. There's some people that have made the trek over to Bubba Army HQ. But all of those people are all vying for the same content. Whereas podcasting, all the content, for the most part, that you get here, you can't find anywhere else. And so I think it almost makes you more hardcore or more well-rounded, because oftentimes, like, I think the whole Anna Blitz, like, the real fuckery part, I aired the majority of that out on a podcast.
Yes.
And so, you know, we're further insulated on podcasts. We can be more shocking on podcasts, you know.
I think it's a little bit more authentic, too.
Right. I mean, I don't like to use this word, but I can say it. And that's, if I was to use the word, and I'm talking about if I was to slow my timing down on my race car, I would to retard the timing. Hey, you know what? Retard it 5 degrees. That's what you could be yelling at the guy, you know, that's inside, that's turning the car, that's sitting in the car that started it, and the guy that's got the timing light shooting down by the bell housing. You could be like, hey, you know what? We need to retard the timing 7 degrees. It's running a little bit fat.
Right. How does that apply to us?
What I'm saying is, I don't think you can say the word retard.
No.
on the air.
Well, I mean, even if I'm
speaking about retarding the ignition on a car, I think you could still get some trolls to dissect that word and cause havoc for you.
Right. Well, what happens here with podcasting, Bubba, is it's going to be tough for a troll to want to take the time to go seek something out, find the app, download the episode, then listen to the episode, then come back and troll you about it. The thing about this is people have to really appreciate what you're putting out, because they have to go find you. Now, they could probably get the update on their phone that there's a new episode or something, but that's what's great about it. And I'll tell you what also is awesome is that a lot of people probably, and I get it, probably don't want to listen to shows that you're not hosting, but the fact that we have other shows on there with, you know, whether it's...
See, I agree with you a little bit, but I disagree with you in the fact that I think they can get as much fucking Bubba as they want, and they might find the ancillary stuff within the Bubba bubble, but not hosted by Bubba. I think that could end up doing pretty good for us. We could make some stars out of these people that have the chops to be, you know, that are good.
Yes. No, I personally feel good about where the podcast is getting. I I'm on like 5 podcasts, or I was at a time, and, you know, having people come down there and, you know, not be totally turned off that I'm on those, like, you know, I feel good about that. I feel like I can do things now that people want to listen to. When I see people with the pigmentation shirts, man, it's like, I think probably feels like my greatest accomplishment so far in, you know, broadcasting. I just love the way that it was developed. I had that idea for like 15 years, and then the last 2 really tried to get it together. And now to see people go down and say hi to Craig and Rio buying the fucking shirts, make it a little
Do they get a little kick of that out of that?
They love it, man.
They love it.
I love it too. They call me now when Bubba Army's in the chair. Like, they call me. I didn't tell you the story, did I?
No.
That a guy went down there. I forget his name. Let me get his name real quick. Craig texted me yesterday. A guy went down there. Yeah, I swear I told you this, Bubba. Oh, you know what? I texted you. All right, hold on. Where is it?
You know what? You're all over the place,
all right,
my friend.
Bubba, hold on. So Juan from El Salvador. Okay.
That sounds funny in itself.
He goes, I get a call from Craig on Friday. All right, he tells me Juan from El Salvador is down there. He's wearing an Operation Pigmentation shirt.
Who Juan is?
Yeah, Juan.
All right.
He had just gotten the pigmentation shirt on Friday. So he got the shirt, went down there with his kid, and got like half off his haircut, because that's what Craig and Rio were offering if you were wearing a shirt. Then, remember I said I wanted to have a crackhead on the show this week? Remember I told you that?
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody called up and they tried to snitch on me? Well, Juan from El Salvador brought them money to buy the crack for the crackhead.
So the crackheads that are scheduled to be on Operation Pigmentation,
which I don't even know, I don't even think they're coming from what I know, but
have already. So the crack, we got the crack sponsored.
That's
right.
That's
deep dedication to your show when you're sponsoring the crackheads' crack.
And I'll tell you what, Bubba, this is a 24-hour-a-day fucking job. You know, whenever you're talking to the Bubba Army or whether you're posting content or whatever it is. But I'll tell you what, man, I love when I get a call from Craig and he puts me on the phone with somebody that's in the chair.
Hey, Seth, this is Craig. I just want to let you know I'm back at Bubba Army in the motherfucking chair right now. Say hi to Jimmy.
He's like, you won't believe this, man. He's like, this guy gave us crack. I mean, it blows my mind that people are so into it and that, you know, I'm a small part of it.
And isn't it, and I don't want to digress because I know that you're going to get mad at me.
Well, we got a lot of shit to cover.
But because I always go back to the, can you imagine if we were on a competitive signal in Tampa? If we can garner this much, you know, excitement to the point where we can, you know, basically have fans of what we do digitally patronize and go to, a person within our little, this super little niche that we got, this super teeny tiny little podcasting niche, which in the overall scheme of things, in Tampa terrestrial radio, it's just a scoop. It's just a super little skinny deal. If we have the volume of people that listen to our super skinny little stuff be able to come out to, you know, a Southside barbershop, and every day or so they got a couple of these dudes, can you imagine how fucking huge we would be if we were on 98 Rock? I mean, we can garner business digitally in Tampa. Can you imagine if you had that 100,000 watt, you know, FM Class C, just in conjunction with your podcasting world, in conjunction with your digital world and everything that you're doing, but you had that as the ultimate, you know, cherry on top in Tampa? And I know that I always fight for that, but I just feel as if, God, it would be, there's been nothing done in radio, probably, honest to God, and you're a Tampa radio historian as I am, the last thing to have been done in Tampa radio that got any little buzz at all was when 98.7 flipped to Bubba 98.7. Other than that, I don't know of any show that's brought in a fucking huge water cooler talk buzz. I think since I left terrestrial radio, it's dead. Like, there's no there. I mean, they may be talking about their favorite host got a DUI the night before,
right?
They may be talking about, you know, various things like that, but there's, I don't, like, as far as, you know, like when 101.5 signed on, there was a little buzz on that.
Yeah,
there was a little buzz. And then when 97X went kind of digital, kind of AI, they were, by the way, they were way ahead of their time. But there was a little bit of buzz on that. Might have been a little bit of buzz when 98.7 turned sports, but there's been nothing that is cultivated, you know, like the Power Pig or 98 Rock or when 102.5 The Bone flipped to All Talk, which was centered around me. I can't think of any radio event, station, or show that has had any type of really, really, really community buzz since... Fuck, can you? And if we came back to 98 Rock, you don't think, I mean, it literally would be like old school buzz again, I think.
I mean, probably the most buzz that you could get for 98 Rock, I think, would be, you know, having you return to the airwaves. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you're the biggest personality to come out of Tampa. I don't even know who, outside of Calta, I really don't even know anybody who does morning shows anymore. I mean, I used to know everybody that was on every station, but I'll be honest with you, Bubba, like, I listen to Spotify, and, like, I don't really listen to a lot of talk or a lot of podcasts because I'm always working on this one or on these podcasts. So, I mean, I don't turn on the radio at all. I completely live without terrestrial.
I know. Me too. I do too. But if there was something on the terrestrial dial that you just couldn't miss,
yes,
you'd certainly make an appointment to be like, listen, I don't usually dabble in terrestrial, but holy shit, Bubba's back on 98 Rock.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yes.
I got to listen to that.
Right. The majority of people don't know where you are. They don't know what you're doing. But yes, to put you out in front of that many people again to go, hey, I'm here, and you know, get that fan base back in and to see what you're doing and how you've changed, I mean, would be monumental.
Well, I mean, you know, they don't know. They don't know that I have built a world of terrestrial, six terrestrial radio stations supported by a huge digital imprint that is able to keep a seven, I mean, I think we have six employees, however, five or six employee business of a show content. You know, you got to pay, you got salaries and stuff like that. And we've been able to do good enough terrestrially and digitally to be able to be self-sufficient, have our own facilities, own our own library, and our digital numbers are just exploding. We're exploding digitally. And I'm just, I think more people in Tampa, because you see the Tampa numbers, more people in Tampa, let's be honest, Tampa is our number one podcast downloadable city.
Yes.
So
our number one Instagram city, probably our number one YouTube city.
Number one Facebook city.
Yeah.
Number one Twitch. Like, so like, think about those people and where they would go. They would certainly go to 98 Rock or wherever the fuck we would go. And it would just be like, it would just be unfucking believable. And I got to think, Seth, maybe you're going to be the guy that says, no, Spongio, it ain't going to happen. But I think after the documentary and after success in Orlando on 103.1 terrestrially, I think we have a pretty good chance to make one more 3 or 4 year run in Tampa terrestrial morning radio.
Well, I mean, I know that's what you want, you know, more than anything. So I hope that happens.
I mean, you're a radio guy. Do you think that that's a chance, or you've been to every building now except Beasley?
I tell you what, Bubba, I'm a radio guy, but I wouldn't want to bring a fucking radio guy into a radio station these days. I would want to bring, you know, somebody that's never been in radio and can, you know, do some innovation or something to try to, you know, get
you
radio
bring,
back on the
you
map.
Hold on, but you wouldn't bring the greatest of all time back to be your morning show.
Oh, yeah. I'm just, I guess, yeah. I'm sorry, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, if you're Tommy Chuck or you're, Chris Sektik or Hartley Atkins.
I meant boss.
Or Brad Harden, the people that make the decisions at Gandy, and you're like, listen, we have the chance to bring in the greatest, biggest brand, most popular, iconic radio guy in the history of this city back. Like, to me, it's absolutely blows my mind that I'm that fucked and that perceived as a problem when I know, Seth, that I'm not. I every station that we work for. I mean, we're number two, men 25, 54 in Fort Walton Beach. We haven't got a ratings period back in Orlando, but I think
But you don't have to sell. I mean, trust me, these people that are listening and me and you, we already know. Like, we know.
I know. So, like, what is it? What is it? Is it the fact that, oh, go, as soon as you sign Bubba on, you know, they fucking, he's so polarizing that here comes the trolls. I mean, is that what it is?
It's probably just not wanting to deal with it. Not wanting to deal with a high maintenance personality. Probably not knowing that you would, you know, work for, you know, for free. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things.
I would say, listen, I make so much money digitally that I don't need your money. So I'll give you the first year for free. Free. Zero. Nothing. Handshake deal. No contract. Just a handshake deal. You can get rid of me anytime, and I can walk at any time. Like, literally. Like, what do you have to lose? Like, what do you fucking... You're not locking me into a long-term deal. I don't want a long-term deal. We have a handshake deal, and I have a one-day contract, meaning, you know, you could at any time... Cancel my show with no ramifications, no ratings bonuses, no base pay, no nothing. I'm self-sufficient in the sales that I have and the sponsorships that I have and the digital currency that I've created that I can free. That would be like literally Tom Brady calling up,
Raiders,
the Raiders and saying, hey, I want to come back free. And if next year you want me, then tell me I'll come back. And if not, you know, tell me to go fuck a pack sand. Free. And I mean, listen, I mean, and I'm not even trying to be like full of my, like, there. Let's just be honest. I mean, I'm not trying to be narcissistic or not, but like, I am the greatest of all time in Tampa radio. It may hurt a lot of people's feelings. They may not want to admit that. They might want to call me a cuckold or a fucking, or call me a cheat or call me, you know, listen, the rating situation that I got hemmed up on, trust me, I'm just going to say this. For those that think you know, you really don't know how that shit went down.
That was another ceiling fan deal, wasn't it?
Both parties mutually agreed to settle. Because one of the parties, I'm not going to mention who, could be me, could be them, had some information that they could not let anybody else know. Now, you don't think that they knew all my shit, right?
Yes.
I mean, everybody knew my shit. My shit was already out there. Bubba did A, B, C, and D, and I'm like, yep, I did it. So, I mean, the ratings, I feel as if that's what I get. And I made some really boneheaded decisions on some rating situations. But, like, all I've seen these haters say, oh, you know, his entire career, he was a fraud. He was always cheating. I got hemmed up on a 3-month deal, please. You're going to try to tell me all my Power Pick numbers, all my 98 Rock numbers, all my Bone numbers, all of that's now in question because I, you know, got caught with my hand in the cookie jar one time. Did they penalize Tom Brady for the rest of his career or just 4 games for Deflategate? Does that mean that every one of his fucking touchdowns that he threw prior to Deflategate didn't count?
This is why I want Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa in the Hall of Fame, baby. I mean, yeah, you took the steroids, but you still got to hit the fucking ball.
Right.
You still got to show up every day.
I took the steroids.
Yeah.
Short term.
You got caught.
Short term. Balco.
It's okay. You're clean now.
I'm just saying, man.
And now we're on the underground.
I'm just saying. Now we're underground. And make it, I'm just saying, man, can you imagine how fucking big? It would be the biggest fucking thing ever. Ever. And it's going to happen. I have a positive attitude. It's going to happen. I just can feel it. Somebody's going to give me a chance. And here's the thing, Seth, most of these radio managers aren't even familiar with the new dynamic of the show. I mean, I think they still think that we're doing, you know, fucking squirt and, you know, pop rocking the puss and shocking the puss and, you know, pissing on the face. And,
yeah, I don't know, I don't know what puss or piss they're thinking about. I have no idea what their perception of you is, especially after all these years.
Oh, I think they started this big. I think they started this big irrelevant campaign. Bubba's irrelevant in regular radio. Like, he's irrelevant.
That's fine. If being irrelevant helps you, you know, make money every single month and run this operation, then, you know, that being irrelevant kicks ass.
Because you know what? While you're relevant, the people that are, once you finally get fired, because not everything lasts forever. I mean, even the great Jack Harris got fired.
I enjoy being irrelevant.
I'm not irrelevant. Bitch, I've built me a really, really nice foundation. And you haven't. And you don't even own your shit.
Yeah, people who might be listening to this who are on the radio right now.
So anyway, we're so good that we got our friends that are doing a pretty damn good podcast on their own. Tig, I think they might want to change their name.
I agree.
Tig's Bits Podcast. I don't know, man. They're so good. Anyway, Seth, you had this brilliant idea to have them do a one-off for us. Like a private one-off.
Well,
for
I actually thought that they would be good enough right off the bat to do a show consistently.
To do a one-off, but yet trickle some of their stuff in there and trickle some of our stuff in
there. Yeah, I mean, I try to hate most of the podcasts, you know, most of the radio stuff, most of the streaming that I watch, I try to hate. But these guys, I was like, these guys are all very likable. So, and they ended up doing, I think, a great first episode, weaving in the fact that they listen to the show, that some of them are fans, and, you know, mixing in their own shit.
Here is, now Tig's Bits is that on... Fridays at our Fridays, it's download. It's a podcast that's available on Fridays in our little Bubba Army podcast world. And this is a minute 33 clip of last week's show.
Yes.
How is Colt Ford? How's he doing? Colt's doing good. I don't want to speak for him. For his
Colt's a friend of mine.
His family. You know, I don't know what he wanted me to tell, and I'm not trying to say this to get any attention.
By the way, this just to give you guys a. The dynamics, and you guys can't see me visually, but we got a guy here.
JR the Handler.
JR the Handler, and he handles country artists. And then we got our man up here.
Blase the One Man Posse.
Blase the One Man Posse. Now, he's the one that got this guy.
Tiggs,
kind of into Bubba. I don't think Tiggs was Bubba Army at first, but Blase has been Bubba Army for quite a while. And he got Tiggs to be Bubba Army.
Well, I don't know if Tiggs is full Bubba Army, but Tiggs definitely listens.
Yes. But Blase is our main guy there.
Blase's the man.
Blase is why we're doing business with these guys.
Or anything. Yeah, but, I just want to let all of our friends out there know, because he's out in Phoenix, Arizona at the Mayo Clinic. He had a heart attack about 3.5 weeks ago. Was in a coma for a while. It was after a show, but... tons of surgeries and this and that, and he's on the road to recovery though.
That's great.
Like I said, he's at the Mayo Clinic. He's coming back. I know he wants to tell exactly what happened, so maybe we can get him on the show here when he's.
Maybe you can talk about me a little bit, man. We're down to a minute left.
Well, what the fuck?
When he's feeling up to it here in the next couple weeks.
Maybe. Sorry,
they put other clips out there.
A lot of my friends and people in the music world, entertainment, have been asking, and no one's really there on the ground because they just don't know is the truth. They really don't know. Everything's just kind of touch and go as it's been going the last...
I only got 40 seconds left.
All right, Bubba, they don't talk about you here. It's about the
but
fact
he's doing
that...
better. I can say that.
That's good.
I thought you were giving me a high spot on the
No,
he's got a long road to recovery.
All right, Colt Ford's at the Mayo Clinic, Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, I just...
He's had to cancel his shows for the rest of the year, but he told me...
This sucks.
And he told me he told this to...
Where's Bubba? Bubba is our God.
Dude, DMC from Run DMC was there visiting a couple hours before we got there Sunday, and he said he told him the same thing. He said,
dude, I hung out with DMC one time. That's another story. But
he just said, he said, you know, I'm in,
say it, Posse.
I'm not where I was, but I'll be back. And he said, if anybody don't believe me, just bet against me. That was his. That's when he left. He's like just
it,
tell
dude.
Everybody don't that's believe awesome. Old Colt will be back. Y'all just bet against me. So I thought that I took that as his sign, he's going to be back better than ever. And
All right, well, listen, I like to hear about him visiting Colt Ford and then Run shows up and says, you know, whatever. I like to hear that shit.
I like to hear an example of what we put out there last Friday.
That was part of their podcast, Bubba.
I know, but that was a minute 33 of nothing about me.
Well, that's what
that don't work for me. Minute 33 and nothing about me. What's this next thing?
Fucking A. I don't know, man. It's Stein. I think it's Blase and Stein. I guess they know each other. I haven't watched it. I don't know if they talk about you, Bubba. I sure hope they fucking do.
Okay, I gotta add this guy. Chad Blase, the one-man posse. Congratulations.
What is up, brother man? Dude, how you doing?
We're live. So now, are you doing a podcast on the Bubba Radio Network? Is that the newest news?
Dude, I mean, it's because I met you. You know what I mean? You and Bubba. Like, all that air is like...
No, this is good shit. Thank you, Seth.
My helium, I got a small helium tank. You know, it's not quite like a blimp or anything, but it's starting to float up a little bit. Yeah, we're on the Bubba Podcast Network now. About to be on Right Now Television across 30 different television
stations. Oh, really? What is Right Now? What is that? Is that on? Is that like a local deal? What is Right Now?
Yeah,
is
it's
on
like... the app? They've got like 30 different stations across the country in different markets in L.A. and Las Vegas.
That's
yeah, super cool. It's super cool. So, yeah, all that happens June 1st. We started with Bubba last Friday, and we still got our, you know, at Tig's Bits podcast rolling. So, dude, we got like three platforms.
How long a show is it? Is it an hour, 30 minutes? How long is it?
Yeah, the television show is going to be like an hour show. So we got like 40 to 45 minutes of content. So, yeah, man.
Damn, dude.
Stuff,
Chad
brother.
Blase, the one-man posse's coming up for all you haters out there. Hey, now that you got a lot of haters, but a lot of people are like, oh, I can't go on my own. I can't do it. Well, you're a freaking perfect example. If you put in hard work, you're going to get results. Okay, but Chad, what do you think about all that Anna leaving Bubba the Love Sponge and all
oh,
that?
Oh, good. Good.
Wow, Stein's really, he's
yeah,
got you.
I love Stein.
I think this is a pay show too, Bubba.
Drama, you know, with Blitz stealing all that money and buying the STD test.
Man, that's crazy. That's so crazy. It's like, I didn't see that coming. I know some people were on the inside and saw that. I had no idea. So I was kind of really, really thrown off by that. I knew there was some weird energy with Anna over the last year. It's like, man, it's such a strange energy, like strange.
And, you know, he listens to the show intently that he probably did pick up on the, you know, the strained in energy. You know,
oh yeah, he's a psychic.
Room. But now you know why, dude. I think she knew all about it, you know, and him to rob Bubba like that, dude, that's awful. That's sad. But you know, dude, the show has been so much better since then.
I agree. I think the energy, it's just got a different vibe. Like I don't have somebody over there playing negative hockey, like playing goalie. I'm Bubba Stamkos, and when I fire from the left side fucking circle, bitch, I'm bringing it to the five hole. I don't got some bitch trying to fucking, you know.
I mean, honestly, Bubba, there's been like four or five times that, you know, I could have corrected you with some bullshit today that didn't matter, but, you know, you just let it go. You don't want to disrupt the flow of the show.
See, Dan started it today. Did you see that? I had to fucking call him out on it.
Yeah.
You like Seth. I like Seth, too. Seth's in there hustling.
That's awesome, man. Seth's awesome, hustling. Dude.
I like that energy he brings to it. I really do. But that's the other thing.
Holy shit.
With Anna,
Holy shit.
She knew what Blitz was doing. I mean, she maybe not all of it. You know, she might not have known 100%, but she knew.
My sister, who knows more about my show and the lineups that I've had over the years and what makes me happy and what I talk about privately and stuff. Listen, there's not a chance in hell she would have had your family over for a nice little Saturday night get together had she not known how important you are to me and how talented you are to the overall equation. For real.
No, I appreciate that. 50%. I really have never heard Stein talk about
more
me before.
Than what she didn't know, if that makes sense. Because she's not getting he's not buying all that stuff. And she's like, how are you making that? Because I'm making X amount of money. Guys, believe it or not, Bubba does pay those guys, but they're not paid a lot of money. I mean, they're working there because they're passionate about broadcasting. Yeah. And they want to be a part of it. So, but with Anna's energy too, dude, like her getting so mad at those people using her mics, that's just, you can tell she was pissed. She was just looking for shit. Dude.
You know, and boy, Alex gets it too, because she, do you remember the one day, maybe you weren't here yet. I think, were you here the day that I felt as if I needed to light her better, and she ended up putting a hat on and she put sunglasses on.
No.
And she just threw a fucking complete fit about me wanting to add a little light to her to make her look better, to illuminate her so she didn't look so dark.
Right.
And you know, to illuminate somebody usually makes them look better. Usually when you're more well lit, you look better. And she went on a 10 to 15 minute back and forth bullshit where she would put her hat on and wear it down low and then put sunglasses on. I'm like,
was she trying to do comedy or?
No, she was just being difficult. You know what I need? I need the boys to find that video because I was like, what the fuck, bitch? I've kept you around here knowing what your fucking boyfriend did to me. When I fired your boyfriend, I promised him, he begged me not to fire you. I said I wouldn't. I'd let you control your own destiny. And now you're being problematic, where you're going to literally Seth would be like, I wish you could see the video. I bet I could find it on YouTube.
Oh, I'm sure I'll be able to go find it.
I got to find it, cuz you're going to be like, here's a bitch whose boyfriend just stole from Bubba, and you're, I wouldn't say on thin ice, but I wouldn't be problematic. I'd probably want to try to get along with people, knowing that I got that rap on me already.
I think she is pretty convinced that he didn't take as much as he did.
Okay, let's say that he took half as much.
I think he probably just told her he got the kayaks.
I have receipts. I have PayPal stubs, and I have credit card receipts of about $237,000. Now, that's over 3 years. And if you believe it, you believe it. And if you don't, you don't. But here's how it went down. He was in charge of the PayPal account, and he would use the PayPal account to buy stuff. And I always would look at the PayPal account, but I wouldn't die. Like, I'd look at the PayPal account, Seth, and see how much was in there. And if it got up to like $8,000 or $9,000, then I'd take like $3,000 or $4,000 and put it in the bank. And I always kept like $3,000 or $4,000 in there.
Sure.
So that we always had operating capital for waters and microphones and just various things. $3,000 or $4,000 will handle it. Well, 1 month, February going into March 1st of last year, all of a sudden we're down to like, I check it March 1st. I get up on the days of the 1st. I get up like 45 minutes earlier that day, and I close the books out of the month prior.
Okay.
I write my YouTube number down. I write my Facebook number down. I write my Rumble number down. I write my Songcast number down. I write my podcast number down. You know, I write my OnlyFans number down. I write my, I close each month out.
I heard we made $80 from OnlyFans this month.
90.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, I look at the Venmo number, write it down, look at the, at that time we were still doing business with Cash App. That's got a number. PayPal had a number. And it was about, it was about the number that we usually do put in. You know, we usually would put in like $4,000 or $5,000 on PayPal. That's what we put in. So that would give him a couple $1,000s to buy stuff from here. And at that point, I was buying, hand lotions and, paper towels and toilet paper and bottles of water and
ketchup,
Monsters and whole nine yards. I go to look at it, and it's like $558. I'm like, well, that seems, what the fuck did we buy? So I started diving into what we bought. Now, for that month, we did have some BARP-related charges, and so there was some legitimate, out-of-the-box type spending, like liquor. He went to the liquor store a couple times and got liquor. But I denoted all that. I knew that was all from BARP. So I'm like, well, let me go back to November, because December and January are kind of, with regards to expenses on our PayPal, they're not good indicators as to what a normal month would be, because we got BARP and we got food to buy. We just got a lot of additional expenses for BARP. Everything from portalet rental, right? To food. I think I spent.
Stage. There's a ton of stuff you got.
Yeah, I think I spent $450 with Domino's and just. But November, October, November are pretty standard months. And I'm looking at them, and I'm seeing that we're taking in $6,000-$7,000 a month, and at the end of the month we have a balance of $2,900-$2,800, and then I start diving into, okay, so what are we buying? What are we buying here? Okay, bought a 48-pack of toilet paper. We bought a 48, but he would always buy two, one for his house, one would end up here, and one would end up his. Everything that he bought was in twos.
Fucking Noah's Ark up in this bitch.
Case of water, two.
toilet paper two, paper towel two. Then I notice all these Trader Joe charges, and I'm like, I've never been to fucking Trader Joe's in my entire life. Look at me. I'm not a Trader Joe guy.
Trader Joe's, when you go inside, the average customer looks like they have been lost camping for 2 weeks.
Right. And they're like looking for organic shit and right. Stuff's real expensive. Real expensive, the way that I've been told. And so
it's actually, there's got some cheap stuff, Bubba.
So, okay, well.
I was going there for a while. I don't want to be on and correct you, but you
understand.
Know, we were doing Trader Joe's when we couldn't afford Publix.
Well, so Trader Joe's and then Walmart, Sam's Club, you know, $200 gift cards from Tractor Supply, like just some shit that didn't make sense. Then I go back to, I mean, by the way, him and Anna supposedly started seeing each other in February. He bought an STD kit in October. So in October, I'm looking at October. It's a $149 home STD kit. I then remember, I tell the merch critic, remember when Anna said that whatever guy she ever dated, she'd always have to get a blood test from before they fucked? Remember, she would, I think you were probably even part of the show when she said that.
Yeah, she said a lot of weird things about sex, but I'm assuming that was one of them.
And so I'm like, okay, well, there's the STD kit in October. Supposedly they didn't hook up until February, but why are you buying an STD kit in October?
He might have just been trying to get out in front, making sure that, you know, what he could, if he had anything, he could get rid of it.
You know, then there was this lift kit for a Polaris, and then there was 10 GoPros and a ring, like a home ring doorbell system with a server, because you had so many fucking cameras in there. Then there was kayak covers, kayak paddles, New Balance size 15 wide, you know, Wrangler 36 by 34 inch. And I'm thinking, well, hold on now. There's not a fucking
It took you all that shit to get to hold on now?
Well, yeah, because, you know, there would be also sprinkled in some technical shit, too, that could have I could have given it to Macho Man, and Macho would be like, oh, no, this is probably for his home deck.
I mean, he thought he was going to trick you, Bubba. He thought you were stupid.
I think so.
Well, I think she was just, she was trying to get out, didn't know how to get out, and then, I mean, come on.
I think she wanted out. I mean, she applied for a morning job.
I think she felt trapped.
She had to know better when she sent that out, that resume. It was going to get back to Bubba. So, you know, yeah, I don't know, man. I think he's better off. I think the whole show's better off.
And this guy, listen, this guy's part of our network. And obviously, he's pro us. But this guy listens to the show intently. And I take a lot of credence in what his...
What do you think? He's going to shit on you? He just put him on podcast. He's with Stein.
I know, but I think that he's right in the fact that as a regular dude, that he is a fan of the show first. First and foremost, he's a fan of the show. That's how we got to know him.
Yes.
But he feels as if the show's better. I feel that way. Do you?
Yes.
I feel it's 10 times... I don't have that negative fucking vibe. I mean, I
do think that
I actually like everybody that works here.
Yeah, me too. I do think that I'm not going to totally erase Anna's career. Like, I think that she made great contributions, but for what we're doing right now, for it's flowing, it's positive. Like, we don't have to stop and talk about anything after the show. You haven't really blown up at anybody outside of the standard Dan and Lummy stuff. So, I mean, I think it's been going great, and I think it'll translate on the air if it's not yet.
They're in a good place, man, and I'm glad to be a part of this. It's gonna be a fun ride. So, just looking forward to it, man. The guy a while ago with the tattoo, I had a good buddy of mine in college, and he was in the military before. And the inside of his lip, he would just flip his lip over. It was like his thing he would do in a bar, and he would say "fuck you." He had that tattooed on the inside of his lip.
And he liked that? People like that, though? I mean,
he's a different cat, man. I'm not going to lie. You know, I like him a lot, but he's a little
different. He seems like a cool guy. I'm not even hating on that. His personality seems like a cool guy.
Now, is this Blossie, the One Man Posse's podcast, and Stein's a guest, or is this Stein guessing Blossie?
It looks like Stein brought Blossie on. I'm going to go ahead and make an educated guess that Stein just started a YouTube Monday night show that you have to subscribe to, I think, and pay for.
Oh, okay.
And I think this looks like his Monday night show.
Okay.
Pretty laid back.
Oh, yeah.
And if that's the case, then offer him me. Tell him I'll go on if he like.
Okay. Well,
What time is it?
What, it's 11:42?
No, no, for his show.
Oh, it's probably way past your bedtime, but I have no way.
Put it out, you know.
I'll put the merch crick on there.
I don't have any way to communicate with Stein directly. That's Lummy.
You want his number?
I would like, I mean.
Bam, and just let him know.
I'll put you on a grouper today, okay?
I mean, well, just what I heard him talk about me, Bubba, like, I like the guy. Like, I think he's really talented. I want to do.
I'm putting you on a grouper.
I want to have him on a podcast and talk to him about how he goes about setting all these things up for, you know, the city council meetings. Just get, like, the behind the scenes of it. I'm so fascinated.
Hold on here.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, he's probably busy.
Alex.
He's probably at a Gays for Palestine protest.
Alex.
Getting his ass kicked.
Seth. Wanted your number.
Oh, well, that sounds like some ground and pound. All right, this
so
is the, maybe I'll...
I'm putting you, hold on, you two together.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There you go. So tomorrow...
Wait, there's just this text that says, Alex, Seth wanted your number.
Yeah.
Seth, what was all that other shit you typed?
Seth, meet Alex. Alex, meet Seth.
Okay.
Motherfucker, when I want to do shit, I just do it.
Like, I got
just,
you, like, man.
I don't fucking beat around the bush.
No, I know. I
get
just,
it done.
Alex is probably like, what the fuck, man?
You know, Alex is probably like, cool, I like Seth.
You know, like, wow. You know, especially in college, you know? It's like, oh, who's
yeah,
this guy?
Dude, that's even crazier. You think this guy's like, you're like 19 or 20. You're like, this guy must be 45 and he has that tattoo. You know, he just has
it,
the
and it looked like a prison tat, too. You know what I mean? All yeah. Crazy, crooked looking. Yeah, yeah.
You'd be like, this guy's done time in jail. Okay, all right. Well, listen, we got freaking only 15 minutes left in the show and we got 10 more people. But, Chad, you're crushing it. Anything else want to bring up before we go?
That's it, man. Thank you for the support, brother. Always check us out at TigsBits Podcast on all social platforms.
Go
Bubba Army.
Go check out TigBits. It's the best. And we love Bubba Army. All right, please. All right, Chad's the man.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, I got to add this guy.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Dude, I had a...
What I got?
That's cool.
Tig's Bits.
Tig Biggs.
Is it, what's
shit,
it called?
I don't know. He says it the best. I'm just gonna stop
is
trying
it
to
Tig's
say
Bits?
Yeah, is Tig's
it,
Bits.
I think it's Tig's, TIGSBITS.
Yes.
Tig's Bits.
Yes.
You can Google it, YouTube it, Facebook it, pod it, whatever the fuck. And it's also, it's an exclusive podcast heard in our world here, our Bubba Army world, on Fridays.
Now, Bubba, let's get to the main event.
Okay, go ahead.
No, of content, the Tuttle audio.
Oh, yeah, the Tuttle stuff.
We haven't got to hear that unchecked at all, or unedited.
Yeah, so Tuttle was the guest on this, I got to find it. There we go, there it is, perfect. On this podcast, and it really
I love what Tuttle did here, man.
It really let me see here. Let me just get it back here to where it started.
Can I?
There we go. So Tuttle, you know when you're the
most accomplished, biggest star on a podcast, and you're Tuttle.
Oh.
I mean, I think, listen, Tuttle is very much an accomplished radio personality, but, you know, he has burnt the bridge. He has burnt every bridge he's ever had. I mean, I can't, listen, I'm not one to talk, but I still got a few left that I'm hanging on to. And
he's got one. Colton was his bridge to kind of get back in the mix here.
Hopefully they'll
be fine, Bubba.
So Tuttle wants to say that he sat through these guys bitching about just various things. And he wants to say, can I tell you guys, this was the worst shit I've ever sat through.
So he's 39 minutes into a 2 hour and 42 minute podcast.
Right.
I got to step in here.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think he might have been drinking?
No.
Okay.
Right. No, I think he's off alcohol.
Stop being a pussy, please.
Okay.
I mean, you guys, this sounds like a fucking episode of the goddamn motherfucking View right now. Like, I have never been as uncomfortable as I am right now in my whole entire life.
With your sexuality?
Life. Well, no, not that. It's just, this is just bad all around. I mean, I love Lemmy and I love TJ, but like this fucking sucks, guys. I'm just
which part?
Fucking honest.
Which part?
This whole fucking show has been lame as fuck.
And look at so each one of these dudes, you got this dude, you got three, you got
I guess
four.
This is Granny Loves Anal. Is that a
you got four?
Lemmy's hitting a joint up here.
What's Lemmy doing?
I think no Lemmy. Lemmy, I think is her name. Yeah. She's hitting a joint right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's a girl.
She seems unfazed.
There's a girl who's hitting a joint. She's in the upper right. And then there's these three other dudes, and I guess they've been talking about just bullshit. And Tuttle just literally calls him out. Like, this is the worst shit I've ever heard.
I know not a lot of people can relate to being on a boring podcast. They can probably relate to hearing a boring podcast. But we've all wanted to do this, man. Like, every single person has wanted to do this. And the fact that Tuttle just lets it out like it, I feel like he did it for all of us, Bubba. For all of us that have had to be on fucking Hoppy Hour three times.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm just
which part? Which part?
This whole fucking show has been lame as fuck the whole time. It is.
He's never struck a woman.
I can't do this. Like, everybody's talking over each other. The audio, I mean, like, nobody could hear any comments that we are saying. Lemmy can't get a word in. Nobody can get a word in on the whole motherfucking show. And it's just like, I don't need this right now. So I appreciate you guys having me on and stuff. But like, I hope you guys have a great night.
Wow, I love the speech.
Damn.
Yeah, love the speech.
Exactly.
Yeah, you could have just left.
No. Oh, no, hold on.
No, he had to tell us this is.
Now, hold on. Don't you fucks.
Oh, that's Pat Dixon.
Act like you guys are all that now. And Tuttle was wrong for saying, I've sat through 39 minutes of bullshit. It's the worst stuff I've ever heard. Out. Tuttle out. And then make him the bad guy or the odd man out. And that you guys are all that. Let me just see how they progress, because it looks like they're setting it up for that, doesn't it?
Oh, I mean, what else would you talk about?
The worst
about?
Thing he's ever been part of. And that's I'm cool. Bad, and that was very cute. I like
very
it.
Cute.
It's a charmed life right there, if this is the worst thing.
Karmic, $5. Felicia said yesterday, if Pat would have her back, she'd go back. That's all you need to know about this lady. Yeah, that does kind of say a lot, honestly.
I agree.
And I was trying to defend fucking Pat in there. He's never hit a woman with a closed hand.
I've never hit a woman with a hand.
What? Okay.
Your foot.
So I can see where this is just like,
oh man,
three no-name dudes and a chick that's getting high.
Talk about open fisting a woman or close fisting
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I mean.
But did Tuttle, he was, as seamless as Tuttle can be, he nailed that.
He did. Let me hear just a little bit more, just so that maybe there's something that's brilliant coming. Let me just see.
Well, I kicked the hell out of them. Don't get me wrong. A roundhouse and all kinds of shit. But no. I mean,
and the girl in a plain Jane kind of way is kind of cute.
Lemmy?
Yeah, she's kind of cute.
Yeah.
What about is she anybody?
I don't know anybody on the show, Bub. I'm sorry.
The stairs.
Occasional headbutt. Tripping. That's
always
fine.
The best move.
No hitting.
Yes. Tripping.
Slight strangling.
Fine.
Most of them like that during sex anyway. So fuck it. Go for it.
If you go Sean Connery and you never hit him with a closed hand, I'm okay.
For sure.
You know what I mean? I had.
Listen, Barbara. Yeah, exactly. The legend, $5. I once stalked a girl and I filled an order of protection against her.
That's
for
filed.
Me stalking her.
All right,
I taught her ass. That's right, legend. That's what a legend would do, too, indeed.
Now, so this is Friday night, BYB, episode 69. With Pat Dixon and Tuttle. So is Pat Dixon this guy right here?
No, he's the guy next to him.
Pat Dixon.
Yeah, because it says Pat Dixon in the background.
Oh, okay. And so what or who is Pat Dixon?
I have no fucking idea.
let me just.
Who is Pat Dixon?
Yeah, yeah. Who is Pat Dixon? I'm just going to put podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Just because maybe it'll. Pat Dixon, born in 1970, is an American comedian, podcaster, and journalist who lives and works in New York City. Oh, he's got a wiki. Okay. Dixon was a cast member on the reboot of VH1's Best Week Ever. Never heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
Had his own half-hour Comedy Central present special. He's been seen on The Late Late Show, BBC America, World Stands Up, Gotham Comedy, TBS Very Funny Show, and TV Land's Best Night In.
Hold on, Bubba. It says his genres for comedy are observational, comedic journalism, human behavior, and black humor.
And black humor.
Black humor.
Oh, I think he used to be part of, maybe he still is part of Anthony Cumia Compound Media. Maybe he is.
Wow. Well, I mean, Tuttle really shoved it up their ass.
Yeah. I mean, the show featured guests such as Jackie Martlin, Christian, whoever the fuck.
Finnegan.
Bobcat Goldthwait, who's now dead.
Is he?
Yes. Bonnie McFarlane, Jim Florentine, Jerry Stahl, Mandy Stallmecker, a couple other fucks, and Patrick Tuttle.
Dude, Bobcat's 61.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
He is?
Yes. I knew that was bullshit. You were so confident.
What do you think about the president bringing in more Palestinians through immigration?
I love it. I think that we need some...
For real?
Bubba, come on, man. I think we need some authentic Palestinians in these protests that are happening right now.
So we should say, listen, here's the deal. All you rich... fucking stupid ass Columbia white kids who don't really know anything about the struggle.
And just orders your Palestinian starter kit on Amazon.
Exactly. And that has never been to the Strip, that doesn't know anybody that's a Palestinian, that doesn't know anybody in Hamas, obviously, and doesn't know anybody in Israel. Whatever the fuck you think you're protesting, get the fuck out of here. We're going to bring some real Palestinians that can tell us the real struggle, right?
Exactly.
The struggle's real.
Documents that say that the Biden administration could allow some Palestinian refugees to enter the United States.
Why?
I mean,
why?
I don't, Bubba, I don't know. To me, that seems like a leaked story to make them look worse than the numbers already are.
But this
it
is
seems
indeed.
Like a story from The Onion.
I know, but this is indeed CBS, and it's from the Biden administration.
Now, this plan would provide a safe haven for certain people looking to flee Gaza.
Hold on. Don't you think everybody's looking to flee Gaza?
There are a lot of people looking to get out right now.
Yeah.
But they do want to go back when it's time.
News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez was the first to report this scoop. Camilo, what do we know?
Did he paint that hair on?
about this plan and who exactly it would apply to?
Errol, the Biden administration for the past weeks has been discussing several...
So, again, you know... Seth, this is the Biden administration that's discussing various ways to bring Palestinians into our country. That's going to fuck us up even more.
I don't know. If that's true, Bubba, it also signals that ceasefire is a long, long ways away.
Yeah. Policy options to resettle and welcome some Palestinian refugees fleeing the war in Gaza. That is according to internal documents that we obtain here at CBS News. We know that one of the plan involves...
Hold on. Is this guy on the spectrum?
Well, I don't think he knows. I don't think he doesn't say it. He doesn't have S's at the end of his words.
He's CBS New.
Yeah.
Stormy Daniels expected to testify.
I saw that. And there was a shooting at Drake's house.
CBS New.
For real?
Yeah, and he's in the middle of a huge rap beef with Kendrick Lamar. But Drake was not shot. Somebody
was,
though.
One of the plan involves officials now vetting refugees in Egypt. These are Palestinians with American citizen or resident family members who have been able to get out of Gaza and vetting them there in Egypt and then processing them into the U.S. under the traditional refugee resettlement program. Another proposal, Errol, involves getting additional Palestinians out of war-torn Gaza and then processing them again as refugees. We understand that this potential eligible population is fairly narrow and relatively small, but they would come to the...
You know Joe is going to pick just like 15 of this, the hottest, coolest fucking Palestinians to come over here. Right?
Like the Palestinian version of The Rock or something?
I mean, they're already saying that it's a very narrow niche of people. Listen.
Population is fairly narrow and relatively small, but they would...
Yeah, they're going to find The Rock of Palestine and say, hey, buddy, you and a couple of your buddies want to go over there and fucking, you know, whatever.
Come to the U.S. through the refugees status, and that would allow them to access permanent residence here in the U.S. It would place them on a pathway to U.S. citizenship, and also importantly, would make them eligible for refugee...
Let me ask you a question. Why can one president, and this is just some ass asking a question, why can one president say, hey, listen, let's go ahead and lock the borders down, let's deport the people that got into our country illegally, let's reprocess them, and reevaluate them and let the good ones in, the people that are really, you know, seeking political asylum, people that are maybe have families, people that don't have a background of being in trouble or having been arrested in their homeland. Let's let those people in. Let's let them in. But then you got another president. It's like, listen, you know what? It's wide fucking open. It is wide open, and we want you to come here. And we want you to establish residency, and we want you to jump through the necessary hoops to be an American citizen. And we don't give a fuck. I don't think we're really asking much questions because there's a lot of bad people that are coming in. You know, 7.3 million people have been let in during this guy's, you know, presidency. I just don't understand. He's the, out of what, is he the 46th
president? Yeah, he's 46.
Out of 45 other dudes, some of which is your same party, nobody has had this aggressive of an immigration policy in the history of our country. I don't get it.
Wait, is this aggressive or is this not aggressive? It seems like they're not aggressive. They're letting people in, right?
No, I mean, who he has let in, the 7.3 million that he's let in, and the people that are just allowed to get in willy-nilly. Now, the reason why bringing the Palestinians in is because you actually have... They just can't jump through a barbed wire fence and fucking over a wall.
They got to bring them from Egypt.
You got to bring them in through an airplane. Like, you have to bring them in... You know, you have to actually bring them in.
Does that make sense?
They just can't come in. You know, they just can't be, you know, get on a float somewhere in the Red Sea or wherever the fuck the big body of one float over here.
Right, just can't hop in the Gulf of Mexico and be here, you know, in three
right,
days.
Right, exactly.
Got to walk across some shit. Bubba, does it make a little bit of sense that it sounded like you have to have some sort of family here that's already been vetted and gone through the process, or do we just not want any Palestinians in here until all this shit's figured out?
B,
I don't know.
B.
Okay.
B. I'm thinking, listen, I'm like, if we got Americans that are fucking causing this much trouble over Palestine, can you imagine when a real Palestinian gets in here and he can really fucking, I mean, he'll be like, you guys are chanting and all that, but I lived it. I fucking lived living in a fucking, you know, in a tent with Hamas coming through the village trying to kill me and the Israel launching over a few little yippee-os.
Oh, Hamas stealing all the food and the supplies that are being brought in.
Right. Like, it's a shitstorm. It is a shitstorm over there.
I got to tell you, Bubba, I mean, the fact that the Hamas, like, rapes babies and stuff, even if they were on my side, I wouldn't really feel good about it.
No, I don't want to bring anybody into our country that rapes babies on your resume. Why should I? Could I rape babies?
Right, like Hamas, that'll get you. You'll be a general or whatever right away.
It's including food stamps.
You probably get your own truck or something.
And housing system. Spot underground,
and
Bubba.
Camilo, the plight of these refugees has really captured international attention.
Why the fuck are we bringing in Palestinian refugees? Why in the fuck? Israel and Palestine and the Hamas need to all fucking figure this out before we let any of the fuckers in.
Any sense of how many people we're talking about? Anything more you can tell us about how this program would work?
Yeah, again, we do not have an estimate on how many people would potentially come to the U.S. under this program. It is still very, very early
this
on, and the administration has not made a final policy decision, Lana. But there are significant operational and logistical hurdles for the administration to implement any of these proposals. The first one is that right now it is very difficult, as we all know, to get people out of Gaza due to the war there. And the
I mean, you can't fly an American 39er, 49er into Palestine, pick them up, and go out without maybe not getting fucking shot down.
Well, I mean, they're trying to get the people that have crossed over into Egypt. So.
Restrictions that Egypt and Israel have placed on people leaving. It is also very important to note that any of these plans would require the consent and collaboration of the government in Egypt, which so far has not allowed large numbers of Palestinians to leave Gaza. So that is very important to
know. Yeah, Egypt's like, man,
there you go. No.
No, we got to keep a fucking thumb on you guys.
Egypt's-
you guys are wild. You guys, you know, Palestinians are like wild cats, like wild feral cats. They're cute and stuff, but they'll fucking scratch you.
Listen. Note that there are many logistical open questions, if you will, that are still pending that the administration would have to
answer. And Seth, just when you think your apartment sucks, you look at this right here, and you're like, man,
fuck.
Maybe things aren't so bad.
And tackle, but we do understand that if these plans come to fruition, the U.S. Embassy in Cairo would play a major...
All right, enough of all that bullshit. That's just straight fucking bullshit.
Can I just say, I just want to say something, because I know we're talking about, like, hey, you know, you don't know anybody in Gaza, why are you protesting? I just want to say, as a Jewish boy, as a Jewish man, as a
who can read Hebrew,
I can read a little bit of Hebrew. Like, I don't want any civilians to die. I don't want kids to die. I don't want any more, you know, IDF accidentally, you know, killing civilians or anything like that. But I also don't think this is ever going to be over, Bubba. I think this is going to happen until the earth implodes or the sun explodes. Like, I don't think there's ever going to be a true solution.
So you
only going to have to be like, it's only going to have to calm down until it explodes at some point again.
So, I mean, you don't think that there's just no way that Palestinians and Israel, is it Israeli?
Yeah, Israel.
Israelis can live in the same country split up three different ways. You don't think that, like, I mean, and it's been that way since, 1953?
Israel won't do it. They're not, it's not going to, they don't want to do it. They're not going to, they don't want to give any land to them. They don't
want
to do it.
I don't want them to. But, I mean, if you take existing boundaries that have been drawn, you know, the West Bank and Gaza Strip, and you take Israel, and you don't move any boundaries, you just keep the boundaries that have been put in place, and you say, everybody get back to your fucking house, to your strip, or get back to where you're supposed to be, and let's all get along. I don't think maybe in our lifetime that's doable. And then, so that means something's got to give.
Right.
And that means,
well, that's why
realistically, the only way this goes
is ending Hamas.
Is ending Hamas and Palestinians, I wouldn't say becoming Jews or becoming Israelis, but knowing their fucking role, that they're in a country that's much more powerful than they are, and they just better fucking know their role. Palestinians kind of known their role until Hamas got in bed with them. Once Hamas got in bed with the Palestinians, it gave the Palestinians all this more, you know, terroristic threat, so to speak. So, you know what? You know, Israel has to worry about it now, because within our country, we have our country has two cells of people that hate us. That would be like if you and I lived in Tennessee, but Kentucky and Mississippi hates us bad, right? Yeah. Bad, like they fucking hate us. Like if you're Mississippi and you got Louisiana and Alabama that hate you,
well, pretty much every other state around you hates you too.
So what I'm just saying is, like, that's kind of the example. And so you can't really live in that close of proximity of people that want bad things done to you. And Palestinians are raised to hate Jews, and it's accelerated by Hamas. This was never an issue. The last issue we had was in 72, 73. There's always been some unrest.
Oh, there's a lot of,
But Israel's always been able to fucking handle it and put the Palestinians in their place, because Israel's far superior military-wise. But then you put these motherfuckers, Hamas is in there, and they start blowing up, you know.
They're animals.
Like, it's like, they are. They genuinely are. And they start fucking, you know, chirping in the fucking in the little Palestinians' ears. Hey, these fucking Jews are no good, motherfuckers. We got some weapons and can take them out. We got these hand gliders with fans on the back of them. We can go to one of these music festivals and take out about 40 of them.
Well, they got to wipe out the leader of Hamas, and they said he's currently like way underground, surrounded by a bunch of hostages.
Yeah,
that's.
But it ends up, you have to cut the head off the Hamas snake in order to be able to start resembling some type of normalcy to your country as Israel, period. And it's going to be, and here's the deal, it's optically not going to be pretty. There's just no way.
No.
Optically, it's not going to be good.
And Israel's probably, you know, going to lose support, you know, along the way, but...
They got to make
sure October 7th never happens again.
You're right. They're going to lose some support, but they're in a fucking, you know, we're at a critical point here. The longer this goes on, the longer Hamas has a chance to continue to build up stuff.
Well, I mean, Bubba, they've wiped out a good portion of Hamas and found a lot of their tunnels and stuff like that, but that's not their mission. Their mission was to completely go all the way and to not leave. You know, I think they wiped out, I don't know, 30, 40% of Hamas, maybe possibly more, but I think the plan is to make sure that there's not one left standing.
Alex Stein, pimp on a blimp, looking at his...
Prime time, 99, on the grass, all the time. Gonna throw you off a roof. This is the freaking proof. If you're gay, you'll die today, according to what they say. In Palestine, you are really fine, as long as you're not a homosexual.
That's, you know, Stein freestyling at a, it looked like some sort of Palestinian rally in Sacramento.
Here's...
Here in North Las Vegas, because... Listen, I see some big booty Latinas on this council, and I see one big booty Latino. And when you have all these Venezuelan immigrants that are coming up from the southern border, I want to create a development strictly for all the big booty Latinas that can live here and get free prepaid gift cards. Wait, boo! Wait, you guys don't like big booty Latinas?
I'm sorry.
What?
Is there anything that's on the agenda?
Wait, are you sure it's not on the agenda? Wait. The Dyn Tech services, what I'm saying is they should be helping with big booty Latinas. Like, their services should be helping give big booty Latinas free health care and free babysitters, because, you know. No, but I'm speaking on the agenda. See, this is the problem. Every time I come here and I have an issue, you guys always try to shut me down. Like, let's be real. It's Asian American Pacific Islander Month. We had a beautiful Filipino woman come up here and get an award.
You will have your chance. The second public forum.
Well, but this is about redevelopment. Isaac.
I don't see it on the agenda.
What do you mean?
He knows the guy's first name.
You're not even letting me talk. I say one sentence and you shut me down. I'm a pimp on a blimp. Can I just speak? Wait, I don't know. And now the cops coming. Oh my God, the cops coming. Wait, am I getting arrested?
Why is the cop wearing a mask?
I don't know, because Kyle,
I don't want to go to jail. Listen, last
night,
a Filipina girl came to my room. She was so nice. She charged me $500 and then ended up, she took off her thong. She had male genitalia. No, but I'm trying to speak about the redevelopment. Every time I say one sentence, they shut me down. What am I doing illegal? I'm trying to speak, Isaac, and you guys are getting the cops on me. What's going on? I know my wife is happening.
Stop freestyle rapping.
I just want to speak, please. Help me. Jesus. Ow. My arm.
They're dragging him out, Bubba.
And they're literally dragging him out.
I have my arm. I was going to call the cops.
That's one of them, and I think this is the...
Holy shit, man.
Yeah.
He's a wild ride.
So there's different sections where you're allowed to speak, right? This is on a certain issue.
But every time I said one sentence, they shut me down. I was trying to talk about the AAPI. That's what they talked about before. You saw how they gave him that award. I thought that was relevant to what we were saying.
All right, so...
But see, I do have a First Amendment right to speak at this meeting.
Yeah, and I understand that completely. But it's not this section. There's an open public forum where you can talk
about the Filipino
hair or whatever you want to talk.
You gotta drag me out like that. This is on TV. This is on TV.
Talking about the transgender Filipino. Transgender Filipino.
How many vaccines do you have? Are you vaccinated? He is vaccinated. Okay, thank God, Jimmy. They're vaccinated.
YouTube channel, man.
Yeah, I'm a pimp on a blimp. I know. Do you guys know who I am? Let a pimp speak. Jimmy, they know who I am, but they're not letting me speak. Call John Gross. Call my attorney right now.
You're going to get your second chance. Not today, though, because now after the scene that just happened.
What do you mean?
You have to come back another time.
Wait, why? Am I getting trespassed?
Not being trespassed, but we can't have you because there's rules of decorum. Or the city accountant?
Yeah, but I was trying to speak. I was literally at the podium. They called me up to the podium.
They're being cool, right, Bubba?
No. Let me explain something to you with all due respect. Police brutality. I know, but I felt like George Floyd when you. Okay, so why can't I speak at the next meeting? I don't. Guys, this is
Alex.
I felt like George Floyd.
Oh my gosh! I wish I had free health care. I'd call it 911. What they say? Did the mayor?
I'm not sure what they said. They just didn't want you to disturb there.
It's not a disturb. This is the thing.
This is not
Captain,
for me to ask.
When I'm at the podium and they call my name, I'm not disturbing it, right? Because I have the forum. That's what I'm saying. I didn't go interrupt the meeting. They said, Alex Stein, come here and speak. And
there's
then I tried to speak, and then immediately they tried to shut me down. So that's what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to
say. What's that?
You okay?
No, I'm having some.
You can see pay-per-view filming,
too. I
don't want to
leave because I want to speak at the open.
She looks good as hell.
She's got two cameras.
At the end of the meeting.
I love her.
Boy, Stein really knows what to do.
Okay, we're free to hang out here. We got the cops here. But Jimmy, I don't know what. Did you see them drag me out of there?
I did. That was wild.
Jeez, man.
I think that's enough for today.
Yeah, no, it was enough a long time ago. I got to do pigmentation in 20 minutes.
Well, that's actually good.
Yeah, no, it's good.
He is a Jew.
Appreciate you guys.
He's very funny.
Operation Pigmentation, they'll tape today. That'll be up tomorrow.
He's got Thursday,
I'm sorry.
He's got depression.
Wednesday
he takes pills
is the sports after show, I think, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Boy.